talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, as you can imagine, publishing Charleston Home and Design Magazine and organizing three custom home shows allows us to get to know some really fantastic local clients. And today's radio show is coming to you from Aiden Fabrics in Mount Pleasant. And we're going to be talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Also, Tim McMillan with Charleston Blind Company. Howard Krause with Carolina Kitchens. Worth Ketchum with Best Buy Blinds. And then also Ron Sikora with the Muller Company. Well, Charleston Home and Design, if you listen to our show off and on or every week, you'll notice that we do a lot of events, and we have another event coming up on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at the Southerly, which is the restaurant connected with Southern Season in Mount Pleasant. And once a month, we put on something we call our Distinguished Builder, Architect, Interior Designer Speaker Series. And we've got a very distinguished architect that will be speaking at the event coming up on, and this is happening on Wednesday, September 23rd. And it's from 11:30 until 1 o'clock at the Southerly. And we have the speaker this month is Steve Herlong with Herlong and Associates. Steve Herlong is an architect. I'm going to read from his bio on the Herlong and Associates website. It says, "People like being around Steve. He's genuine, he's friendly, and he's a lot like the homes he designs. He has this beachy, cool, laid-back vibe about him that makes you feel comfortable and welcome, that makes you feel like loosening your tie and settling in to enjoy the ocean breezes and a cold beer. And yet within this refined beach bum persona dwells a true artist and a dedicated professional. He has a sailor's sixth sense of the tides, the moon, the sun, and the way the wind blows, and he applies this sense to every home he designs. He understands why you want to live on the coast, and once he gets to know you and your home site, he creates a home that brings all those reasons to mind every morning when you wake up, every time you entertain your friends and family, and every time you step out onto your porch and think to yourself, this is life." Well, Steve is going to be our featured speaker at the Distinguished Builder, Architect, Interior Designer Speaker Series that Charleston Home and Design Magazine organizes, and he'll be speaking this coming Wednesday, and that is Wednesday, September 23rd, there's no admission. Lunch, you do have to pay for your own lunch, but it's a really wonderful lunch that that the Southerly puts on, and we do ask you to RSVP. This is primarily open to not necessarily the public, but to building professionals. So if you sell building, any kind of building products or services that go into a custom home, if you do business with builders or architects, you might want to think about attending this month's Distinguished Builder Architect Interior Designer Speaker Series. And if you'd like more information, just give us a call at 577-7652. That's 577-7652, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Aiden Fabrics, and they're located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, and that's right at the corner of the Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard behind the Mount Pleasant Town Center. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Jonathan?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, Jonathan, first of all, thank you very much for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So Aiden Fabrics is primarily a fabric store. We focus on indoor and outdoor fabrics. But we have expanded greatly in the last year to add new lines of furniture, rugs, and accessories. We talked a little bit about our porch swings. So we're trying to grow our product line to marry the fabric with other comparable lines to really become more of a full-service shop in terms of interior design. So if anybody comes into our store, they'll see that it starts with fabric but really grows from there.
Gotcha. Okay, and kind of paint a picture for our listeners. Describe what they will experience when they come into Aiden Fabrics. You've got like 30-foot high ceilings here, and I see lots and lots and lots of displays of bolts of fabric. Take it from there.
Sure. So primarily when you walk in, you're going to see just a large inventory of fabric. We have two showrooms, one for indoor fabrics and one for outdoor fabrics. We've got about 5,000 square feet of by the bolt, by the yard fabrics for indoor, and we've got about 2,000 square feet and 400 bolts of the outdoor or sunbrella type fabrics. So you're going to come in and see that right away, and that really kind of starts the palette, if you will, for the design concept that we work from. So the fabrics, the colors, the textures really build, are really a platform for what we start with. Mm-hmm. But you will see other things that are on the rack. So you'll see designer pillows that we've created. You'll see furniture that we have brought in, handmade from Hickory, North Carolina, that is covered with our fabric, and mm-hmm. our pillows are as well. You're going to see accessories, tables, lighting, but primarily when you come in, you will be able to grab fabric by the yard, either for anything as small as a small pillow mm-hmm. on your sofa, all the way up to a sofa that requires, you know, 20 or 30 yards. So, but it all starts from there and builds from that fabric by the yard.
Gotcha. The weather is getting nice. Talk about some of the uses for outdoor fabric here at Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So it's we are, I believe, the primary place in Charleston to get outdoor fabrics. We have the largest selection. You know, you and I have talked before about the versatility of outdoor fabrics, and there's Sunbrella brand, there's Outdura brand, which we carry. They're all comparable in nature that they're used outdoors, but the nature of outdoor fabric being that it is acrylic resists the elements, it resists staining and soiling and mildew and mold. And of course, we know that it can be used outdoor, and it's the time to think about that right now as the weather's changing, to redo cushions or use it for a porch swing or what have you. But in addition to that, there's a lot of uses for outdoor fabrics indoors. So I myself use it on my sofa in my living room because of the fact that I have two children. I have three dogs. So staining is a big concern of mine. Mm-hmm. And the fabric is so resilient to staining, so resilient to abrasion, that it can not only be used outdoor, but in your home. And it's very soft. It's not the outdoor fabric of the old, where it was stiff and crunchy, we call it. Mm-hmm. It mimics indoor fabric now in its feel. It's supple, it's soft, the design has come a long way, the patterns have come a long way. So many people can't even tell the difference anymore, and that just makes it so much more versatile.
So you at your own home, you have outdoor fabric on the inside on your sofa, and that's because you've got young children, you've got dogs, and there's inevitably there's going to be spills or stains or things like that. And in the outdoor fabric that you have on the interior of your home on your sofa, it's comfortable. You can lie down on it, and it feels just like the fabric that you are used to on the inside in the interior of your home.
Absolutely, yes. I think that trend of using outdoor fabrics indoors, these fabric mills caught on that people were wanting that more and more, and so the weaving process and the choice of threads has made them feel they've been forced to make it a lot more livable indoors as well. Mm-hmm. So you get the benefit of a very beautiful fabric that mimics indoor interior fabrics with the designs and the feel, but the construction and the versatility of that outdoor fabric.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So with the nice weather, people are spending more time outdoors. Talk about some specific products that people are buying outdoor fabric for to use on the exterior of their home for outdoor living.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming in because they need the cushions redone. Their outdoor furniture set, the frame is in good shape, but the cushions and the pillows are starting to get a little bit weathered. Maybe it's been a few years and they've got a little bit of a buildup of mold or dirt and they just can't get them clean, or they started to sun fade. They're coming in and we're redoing those cushions with brand new outdoor fabric. So some other people are building new. The new popular product is the Low Country Porch Swing that everybody loves. It mimics a twin bed outdoors, lying down, taking a nap, or what have you. But a lot of people are coming in and either redoing those cushions or building new. But it's the time of year to do cushions and pillows and even outdoor curtains.
Nice. And then, of course, we do have the holidays coming up, and I would imagine that if people want to get fabric for drapes or for other items in their home, there is a bit of a lead time to allow the workrooms to fabricate.
Absolutely. So it's right now is a great time to go ahead and get in the queue. We have a log that we keep, and so every day that log is growing more and more. But you know, most times when you do soft treatments, workrooms need about 4 to 6 weeks. So as you can do the math, now is the perfect time to come in and start making your fabric selections, cutting swatches, taking them home and making approvals with your spouse, mm-hmm. and starting those projects, because you don't want to get caught behind rushing for that holiday party or for the holidays. Let's get it in early and get it done.
Nice. Does Aiden Fabrics have a workroom here, or is that subbed out to other workrooms?
It is. We have several that we work with that are very good. We have really honed our process to where we can get things done no more than 4 to 6 weeks, a lot of times earlier, but we do use several that are local and they do great quality work. We've been very impressed with it, and so have our clients. So I would say if anybody's thinking about that right now, it'd be a good time to go ahead and come in and starting that process.
Mm-hmm. And then what kinds of projects are you finding your customers purchasing fabric from Aiden Fabric for? Are they reupholstering sofas, or what kinds of, can you tell our listeners about the kinds of projects they're working on?
Sure. So a lot of it is upholstery, so people wanting to redo a sofa or maybe some chairs in the living room for seating as the holidays approach. But a lot of people also want to maybe give a fresh new look to their living space in terms of designer pillows, some window treatments, Roman shades, balances. It really runs the gamut. But you know, a lot of people right now know that it takes some time to get an upholster done on a sofa or club chairs, and so they're coming in getting that started. And then sometimes they'll do it in stages. They'll do the sofa and chairs first, get it in, install it, make sure they like it, and then build from there. And then sometimes people come in and just do it all at once. It really does run the gamut. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are focusing on the soft treatments, the bedding, the pillows, and those things that really add a nice pop and some new color and fresh look to the living space.
Right. And Thanksgiving is about the deadline, right?
Yeah, people tend to wind down a little bit before Thanksgiving. But even if somebody says, well, I want to wait until Thanksgiving is over, you can still squeeze some things in after Thanksgiving and get them done before Christmas or Christmas mm-hmm. parties. I would recommend that you come in and just kind of verify that it can be done. But, you know, some pillows and some soft treatments can be done in that three-week time frame. But optimally, we want to get it started before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the bed swings that people can buy right here at Aiden Fabrics. That's a complete package, right? It includes the rope and to hang the beds and the hardware, everything.
It does, yes. I would recommend anybody who wants to take a look at that, either go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Aiden Fabrics. We've got several designs that we've done for clients, one that's really sharp right now. I would recommend them going and looking at that. But they can come into the showroom and see it. But essentially, it is A to Z. It is the frame structure. It is the ropes, the hardware. It can be customized with different finishes or different paint colors. And then when we get to the fabrication part of the upholstery package, it can be mixed and matched any which way that they'd like. The typical package is 5 pillows across the back with 2 bolsters flanking the sides. But we mix it up. We've done several different iterations for clients, and it really is a very cool and fun project to work on. But we've got several of those examples on our Facebook page that they can see. But come on in and take a look at it, and we can help them out.
Good. And it's all, and the bed swings are all built to withstand the elements.
They are, yes. All of the fabric is going to be the acrylic outdoor fabric, the umbrella type fabrics. So they'll resist the sun, they'll resist mold, mildew, staining. And the frame of the bed swing is made out of cypress, which, you know, grows in the swamps. Mm-hmm. So it's very resilient to the elements. And then the rails, the side and back rails, are made and treated with outdoor all-weather paint, and so is the hardware, stainless hardware, and the ropes are either a natural fiber rope or a nylon marine grade rope. So it's all made to resist the elements.
Very good. Well, tell folks how they can get more information about Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So come on in to 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard. We're in Suite F between Los Arcos and King Street Grill. You can go on facebook.com/Aiden Fabrics to see some of our projects, or call us at 843-216-0008.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. And thanks, Jonathan, for hosting today's radio show.
Thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Aiden Fabrics, located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, right at the corner of the Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Tim McMillan with Charleston Blind Company. How you doing, Tim?
Great. How are you?
Good. Tim, take a moment and tell everybody about the Charleston Blind Company.
We're in the fortunate business of selling something everyone needs.
Right.
Blind shutters and shades.
Nice.
And draperies.
So window treatments.
Window treatments, correct.
Gotcha.
Provide privacy, sun protection, and beauty. We service, you know, the Tri-County area. I always say I go from Edisto to Debidoo and back in between, so I do that circle a lot. Kiowa, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms,
uh-huh.
Daniel Island, of course. If anyone's been out there, it's a building mecca right now.
Right. Do you go to your customers with samples, or do your customers come to Charleston Blind Company?
We'll do either one. We have a showroom on Coleman Boulevard that is by appointment, mm-hmm. so we can't bring everything to your house because there's so many choices. But if you choose, if you narrow it down what you want, we can absolutely come to your house, or you can meet me at the showroom and we can narrow it down.
Mm-hmm. And what are you finding your customers asking for these days? What's most popular for window treatments?
I mean, shutters are always extremely popular. Interior shutters, plantation shutters. But we also have been moving a lot towards natural fabric woven shades. It's like a Roman shade,
uh-huh.
made of natural fibers, grass or bamboo. And it provides a little bit of texture and beauty to the room, not so white and stark like a shutter.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What do you say to those people, our listeners out there, who may not have window treatments on all their windows or some of their windows?
Well, I mean, I say, you know, there's three reasons to have a shade, you know, privacy and sun protection, the two top ones, and beauty. So if you have a window where you need one of those three things, we can definitely do it for you.
You know what I say?
What?
People are noticing. They don't want to. They right. might be walking down the street at night, and you just naturally are looking left to right. You look at a house that doesn't have window treatments, and they notice. They see you in your house walking around. they don't want it. They're not looking there on purpose, but they notice. They True. Notice those things. And if you're comfortable with that, then I guess you don't need window treatments. But there are those that have been living in a house, a newly built house for many, many years that may not have window treatments yet, and people notice that.
I agree. People, it can look unfinished at times.
Mm-hmm. So plantation shutters, that's one of the, is that the most popular of window treatments at Charleston Blind Company?
I would say yes. Shutters are probably the most popular. And like I said, you know, a close second would be natural woven Roman shade,
mm-hmm.
as well as solar screen shades. They're very popular right now. And then we do a regular 2-inch or 2.5-inch plantation shade, plantation mm-hmm. blind.
So it's got the look of a plantation shutter, but at a lower cost.
At times a lower cost, right.
Right.
I mean, everything varies as far as like what finishes you choose,
mm-hmm.
just like everything in a house.
Right. For the plantation shutters, does Charleston Blind Company sell wood or
typically we sell wood that's manufactured locally.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I always tell my clients, you know, wood and paint, that's what you have in the rest of your house. That's probably what you want in your windows as well.
Mm-hmm. And can they get those plantation shutters, the color to match the trim,
right,
or are there
exactly.
only, are there only specific colors to choose from
they can
Charleston
get any,
Blind?
It will match and trim exactly to their trim color.
Okay. And what's the advantage of manufacturing those plantation shutters locally versus maybe there being a plant in Florida or somewhere else?
There's a high level of quality control from the manufacturer as well as myself. And we know exactly what products are used and what's going in your home
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, some manufactured fiberboard from another country. It could have any number of, you know, things in it that you wouldn't want to bring into your home.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And when it comes to, like, if you have a customer that has a south facing windows, what kinds of window treatments would you recommend for them, just to try to keep that sunlight that's glaring into their house off?
It really depends on the room. You know, in a living room or a room with a view, you'd want to have something less obtrusive, something that you can move out of the way when there's no sun. A shutter does provide a lot of sun protection. Sometimes it eliminates a little bit of your view, so you can move to a roller shade, which rolls up all the way up and down out of your window.
Mm-hmm.
Or just every scenario is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we enjoy going to homes, looking at them, and you know, we just want the best product for your window that we can find. That's our goal. I mean, if it and something that you like.
Mm-hmm. What if? What do you say to people out there who might say, "I've got a rental property. I don't want to spend a fortune on window treatments. I need something basic that's going to hold up to a renter who's not going to be very careful." The best thing for me to do is go to a big box store versus calling Charleston Blind Company.
We provide like a high level of service that that big box store can't. And we do sell mid-range rental used blinds. And we do a fair amount of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have full installation service, full custom widths and lengths. Sometimes at the big box store, they won't cut the length for you. So mm-hmm. you end up with a ton of slats sitting at the bottom. So we just feel our level of service is hundreds of times greater instead of, you know, everyone knows the level of service at a big box store.
Right. And plus you,
or typically.
You get what you pay for also, typically.
Correct.
And I've made this mistake before yeah. where I've measured one window in the room
right.
and just assume that all the rest of the windows must be that same size. And that is hardly ever the case, right?
Yes, never. Even with new homes, you know, we measure to the eighth, so everything fits perfectly. And that's one reason the installation goes smoothly typically is because we take careful measurements for mm-hmm. you, and then we install them for you as well.
What about if someone experiences a problem with their window treatments that they get at Charleston Blind Company? What typically happens then?
We stand behind all of our product for however long you live in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you live there and it's not a rental house, we'll fix it or replace it. No problems. We can come out. We can typically fix anything. Which is actually a common thing that happens is animals attack
oh, yeah.
blinds.
Right.
We can't. It's hard to fix, but we can do it.
Okay, good, good, good. We've got the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
People are making improvements to their
right.
home because they've got friends and family uh-huh. coming to visit. What kind of time frame do you recommend for customers to call Charleston Blind Company?
Call today.
Uh-huh.
No, everything we do is custom. So depending on the product you need, I mean, we can do things extremely quickly on certain products, like a regular 2-inch plantation blind. You know, shutters take a little longer. Draperies obviously take a little longer. If you want something by Thanksgiving, I would give us a call, sooner than later.
How what's the time frame typically to have something installed?
Like I said, I mean, you know, 4 weeks for drapes, probably something like that.
Uh-huh.
Takes a little time.
Gotcha. All right. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Charleston Blind Company.
Give us a call, 843-478-1913. Make an appointment to come by the store at 420 Live Oak Drive in Mount Pleasant. Or email us at charlestonblindcompany@gmail.com. You can also go to charlestonblindcompany.com. Check out our website. We've got all original content. No stock photographs.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Tim McMillan with the Charleston Blind Company. Thanks so much, Tim. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Aiden Fabrics, located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, right at the corner of the Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard behind the Mount Pleasant Town Center. And now we're talking with Howard Krause with Carolina Kitchens. How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing great. Glad to see you today.
You too. Howard, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Kitchens.
Carolina Kitchen was formed in 1984, and we have been at our current location at 2491 Clements Ferry Road for the last 17 years.
Great. Congratulations on the longevity. You must have a lot of happy customers.
Well, it's been a blessing.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Definitely. What kinds of products does Carolina Kitchens sell? When a customer visits Carolina Kitchens, what can you help them with?
Well, anything that has to do with cabinetry and countertops. We have East Coast granite at our location, so we can sell kitchen along with the countertops. We do baths. We do libraries, any kind of cabinetry, and we have a wide range of pricing from the inexpensive to much more expensive.
Gotcha. So it's inexpensive up to custom.
Very custom, yes.
Very good. Well, Howard, tell me about some of the some of the projects that Carolina Kitchens has been working on.
Well, we're currently working on a project that I find very interesting with Carl Owens. Carl has recently changed his name. He has done business for a number of years as Image Homes and has developed quite a reputation as a custom home builder. He has a very keen eye for quality and understands the construction business.
Mm-hmm.
His clients finally convinced him to change his name because he would build a house for them. Guests would come in and say, "Wow, who built this home?" They'd say, "Image Homes." And then the question would be, "Well, who is Image Homes?" So he recently changed his name to Carl Owens Contractor. And we have just started putting together a project for Carl, which is a luxury home. And main kitchen is around 500 square feet, and we'll have two islands, each of which are 10 feet long. And the islands, as well as the walls in the kitchen, will feature shiplap white oak.
Mm. What is shiplap?
Well, shiplap, if you could picture two L shapes that fit together and leave a very small space in between so that you have the total thickness of the board. But it's half to the board above and half to the board below.
Mm-hmm.
And it closes off the space. They are shiplapped together as in the old shipbuilding industry.
Mm-hmm.
Main kitchen on this house, I may have said, is about 500 square feet. Going to be two 10-foot islands that will feature the same white oak shiplap as the walls. They will be finished with a wax finish with some either white or gray pigment in them. That is still somewhat up in the air as to what the actual finish is going to be. But all the materials for both the walls and the cabinets will be obtained from a mill in Tennessee where the boards will be hand selected so the grain very closely matches. One of 10-foot islands is accommodating a sink that I have never seen. It's a 7-foot, and the name is Galley Sink, and it has a number of prep stations on it. You have cutting boards, you have colanders, you have food service areas, and it all fits above a bowl which acts as a drain.
The sink is 7 feet long.
The sink is seven
wow.
feet long, 16 gauge stainless.
And you mentioned galley shape, so galleys are typically, a galley kitchen is kind of a long, narrow kitchen.
Yeah, well, this sink is full 24 inches deep and 84 inches long.
Oh, my goodness.
So you got cutting boards, sandwich prep, anything you want to put on there. Everything's removable, washable.
Sounds better than a commercial kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it mirrors. Refrigerator, freezer, and wine cooler will be recessed into the walls and will be paneled to match the shiplap paneling on the wall. So all you will see is a vertical line and a handle to indicate where your refrigerator or wine cooler may be.
Huh. Interesting.
We like projects like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. 500 square foot kitchen. So what are the dimensions on that? Do you recall?
Right, a little over 20 by 24, and that is the kitchen. But there's a secondary kitchen, which is the working kitchen.
Okay.
Which is much smaller. It's a more compact space, and it has a library ladder in it to give access to the upper cabinets.
Nice.
So it's kind of an interesting job.
Yeah, I love those.
Additionally, this house will feature an outdoor kitchen of about 17 feet in length, which will be constructed of Ipe, which will be bleached and finished in a similar manner as the indoor kitchens.
Mm.
So it's quite a project, and a lot of time and thought has gone into it. It's just been a fun project to work with.
No kidding. So that's something Carolina Kitchens can help homeowners with, in addition to a kitchen inside the house, would be an outdoor kitchen?
We do quite a few outdoor kitchens. Typically, they're constructed with a marine polymer box, stainless steel slides, and some of them, but not all of them, will have IPE facing as opposed to the marine polymer facing.
Very good, very good. So as it relates to this this amazing kitchen that you've been talking about, did the homeowner have all of the pieces of the puzzle put together, or did you at Carolina Kitchens help in terms of suggestions and options and things like that?
Most of it came through the homeowner's decorator.
Okay.
Whose name I don't recall at the moment. She's from out of town, but a lot of thought and planning has gone into this before it was brought to us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And if a homeowner knew that they wanted a new kitchen, they just weren't exactly sure how the layout would be, how the layout could be, what the possibilities are, could they just come to Carolina Kitchens and ask you to come up with a design for them?
That's what we do. We have three designers on staff, and sometimes the homeowner will bring in, particularly if it's a new home, they'll bring in blueprints, and we'll work from blueprints. But if it's a remodel, one of us will go out to the home, take the dimensions, and sit down with the homeowner and determine what their desires are. What would they like to accommodate in this kitchen in the way of appliances or seating or whatever, and we can work with that.
Very good.
We need, we typically ask for the model numbers on the appliances. We go online and find out what specifications are, what kind of clearances they have, and it's all worked out. All of our designs are done on computer.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, you mentioned when we first started this interview some of the other parts of the house where Carolina Kitchens can help homeowners. Can you take a moment and talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. And, this is all fun. I mean, we do more kitchens than anything else, but, we've done libraries. Libraries are often done in Cherry or maybe an alder, to give that rich red look.
And Carolina Kitchens would provide all of the shelving?
We do everything.
Okay.
You just give us a room and we will do the whole thing, including the library ladder.
Gotcha.
Outdoor kitchens, we just talked about, they have become very popular. But, we do master closets, just anything in the way of cabinetry. We've done, out on the Isle of Palms, we had a musician for whom we designed display cases for his stringed instruments, each of them standing up in a lighted case with a glass front on display.
Nice, nice. How about home office?
Yeah, those. Matter of fact, we will be doing one next week out on Kiowa, a house we'd originally done the cabinets in, and the gentleman's wife has basically taken over the office that he started out with, so we are converting one of his bedrooms into an office for him.
Well, that's great. So several areas around the house that Carolina Kitchens can help you with as far as the cabinetry and creating the perfect organizational spaces. Well, tell everybody how they can get more information about Carolina Kitchens.
We're on the web. We're on Facebook, www.carolinakitchens.net. We're located at 2491 Clements Ferry Road. We've been at that location for 17 years. If you're familiar with Clements Ferry, we're a mile and a half off of Daniel Island, directly across from the Goodwill store. We're open from 9 to 5. There are three designers on duty. Someone is always there to greet you.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Howard Krause with Carolina Kitchens. Thanks so much, Howard. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Aiden Fabrics, located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, right at the corner of the Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard behind the Mount Pleasant Town Center. And now we're talking with Worth Ketchum with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Worth?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Worth, take a moment and tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Certainly. We've been around for quite a while, about 18 years, a few different owners over that time, but we've always provided great service and quality products to our customers. We travel the Charleston area and up toward Georgetown and down toward Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm. To do installations?
To do installations, to do consultations and quotations, which are free of charge.
Gotcha. So what kind of new products is Best Buy Blinds offering these days?
Well, we supply products from various manufacturers, all the high-end ones like Hunter Douglas and others that are perhaps a little more value.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting at the moment is all these manufacturers are providing a lot of features that they used to have on certain product lines, and now they're adding them to all the lines, various ways to control a blind, as far as, for example, cordless or motorized. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of new features available in multiple product lines, as well as all the newest colors and fabrics.
How does a cordless blind operate?
Cordless blinds, basically, it's just holding the bottom of the blind and lifting up.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they do have an advantage from a safety standpoint. If there are children in the house, for example, there are no cords that anyone could get tangled in.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. You just lift the bottom of the blind up and it'll automatically stop for you, and
correct.
Then you can pull it down too.
Pull it down.
Nice.
Yeah, oftentimes they have hand holds for doing that. The only issue to think about is if it's a window that's high up or tall, you have to realize it's only going to go up as far as you can reach.
Right. And then talk about the motorized options for window treatments from Best Buy Blinds.
Certainly. Various manufacturers have different levels of motorization. The newest Hunter Douglas motorized, called Power Views, is incredible. You can even create scenes where you integrate various shades in a house, and you can number or label those scenes, and you can also have them on timers to go up and down, open and close whenever you want.
Huh. When you say scenes, what do you mean by that?
Well, let's say, for example, at sunset, you want more openness to your shade so that you can see the sunset. That might be a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Or there might be something where a time where you want it to be dark, and that would be another scene.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And how are the motorized window treatments controlled?
There are a couple ways to do that. There are handheld remote controls. There are hardwired options whereby during the construction or certainly afterwards retrofitted, you can have the controls inserted into the wall as a wall switch.
Mm-hmm. Everybody?
I'm sorry, let me just add quickly. Some of them, specifically the Hunter Douglas, can also use your iPad.
Uh-huh, gotcha. When it comes to saving energy, and that's something, you know, that people equate saving energy with saving money, are there certain window treatments that are better at that than others, whether it be the summertime or the wintertime?
Certainly. The ones that are rated the highest for that purpose, and as you say, summer or winter actually, would be cell shades that have pockets of air in them. Any shade's going to help, certainly to some degree, but let's say a fabric shade that's just one layer of fabric isn't going to be as effective as a cellular shade.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that are rated best for keeping heat in during the winter or keeping the heat out during the summer.
Gotcha. Where are the window treatments from Best Buy Blinds? Where are they typically fabricated?
We like to do as much as we can made in America products. Our supplier for shutters is in Tampa, Florida, called Shutter and Millwork Industries. Been around for 40, 50 years. High quality, solid poly shutter. It's not medium density fiberboard or any of those sorts of low end shutter panels. So those are made in America. We can certainly find items from other suppliers, but we prefer those. And same when it comes to shades and blinds.
How do you, how can you tell, how do you avoid, you know, a plantation shutter that might be made out of an inferior type of wood species?
You just have to make sure to ask exactly what a shutter is made out of. There are other features of them, for example, where two shutter panels come together in a window. Ours are a rabbit joint, which is nice, tight fitting. Other manufacturers use what's called an astragal, which is basically just covering up any gap that might exist, whereas the rabbit joint is a sign of higher quality.
Right. Where... do customers come to Best Buy Blinds, or do you go to them?
Certainly. Good question. We do certainly do both. We have a vehicle where a salesperson comes out, and they have all the samples, and they'll measure and quote at no cost. And or we have a showroom as well.
Gotcha. What's the time frame to have window treatments installed in your home?
Sure. From the time of an order, shutters take 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the color that you want. Blinds, the manufacturer would tell us 8 to 10 business days, but I like to say 2 weeks to be safe. So that's fairly quick. Shutters, it's good to plan well in advance if you're on a tight time schedule.
And what are you finding customers asking for most? What are some of the more popular window treatments?
Sure. Shutters, without a doubt, are the most popular.
Plantation shutters.
Yeah. You often see front of a house for street appeal and other purposes, shutters, and then perhaps more value product or like blinds, or perhaps if it's a question of design and color, then you're looking at the woven wood, cell shades, and Roman shades.
What does the, can you describe what the woven wood, what that looks like?
Certainly. Some of them would be bamboo, which is easier to visualize. The others, there's just a wide variety of woven, different colored materials, grasses, and bamboo.
And I've seen some of the window treatments that are kind of like you can raise the shade on the top and leave the bottom down, or raise or lower the bottom and leave the top
correct
open.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be top down, bottom up shades. Various the different shades have that feature.
What would you need something like that for?
Well, that's a good question. One obvious one would be if it's more a head height window and you want to be able to look out, but you don't want people to be able to see everything else, then you might lower the top.
Oh, okay.
It may also be a function of the angle of the sun.
Okay, great. Well, Worth, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
We'd love for them to give us a call. Our number is 843-884-3454.
And how about on the web?
Our web address is www.bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Worth Ketchum with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks, Worth. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Ron Sikora with the Muller Company. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing wonderful, Tim.
Good. Ron, take a moment and tell everybody about the Muller Company.
Well, the Muller Company is now in its 22nd year of business in Charleston, and we are a window and door supplier as well as storm protection company here in Charleston. We're located at 630 Skylark Drive, which is in the Bilo Shopping Center right across from Citadel Mall.
Gotcha. Well, since we are in hurricane season, let's talk a little bit about storm protection for our listeners. How can the Muller Company help homeowners protect their homes from it doesn't have to be a hurricane. It could be a strong tropical storm.
Absolutely. We haven't had many hurricanes in the past few years, but they certainly are out there from time to time. And, you know, for storm protection, we've just got a number of different types of products that we have. We have a product called Fabric Shield, which is a flexible fabric that goes over windows and doors. And that goes along with our Storm Stud product, which is a storm attachment system where you can use plywood or Fabric Shield over a window, and it's where the fasteners are built into the window.
Uh-huh.
We also have a corrugated aluminum and corrugated steel shutter systems that go over windows and doors in the event of a hurricane. And then from a decorative standpoint, that's also hurricane impact protection, is Colonial and Bahama shutters, mm-hmm. which are on the house from a decorative standpoint, but when you close them, they also can be hurricane protection. And then one other one that folks, or two others that folks don't always often think about, are rolling shutters, which are roll-down shutters, kind of like a garage door, but rolls down over a window or door. And we also have a system that's, almost like screen material that goes around porches. And that can also is a hurricane protection
gotcha.
Item.
So lots of different options and different price tags for each one of those options, right? What's the least expensive storm protection system that the Mueller Company sells?
Well, the least expensive system would be our Storm Stud system, which goes into a window that's in for new construction, where you can use plywood or Fabric Shield, plywood still being the least expensive.
Mm-hmm.
However, with plywood, one thing that folks may not be aware of is that you don't get any insurance premium deductions when you use plywood, because it's not a tested or rated system. It's what's called in the industry an exception to the code.
Mm-hmm.
It allows people to get some protection in a home for a relatively small amount of money.
And what would be the top of the line hurricane protection system?
I mean, the most expensive would be a rolling shutter.
Rolling shutter?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe impact rated windows?
Not so much impact rated windows anymore. That was the case 3 or 4 years
okay.
ago, but impact rated windows are really continuing to come down in cost.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. We have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area, a lot of people who have never lived in an area prone to hurricanes. So they're going to be thinking, hey, hurricane, we get to leave work early. We can have a party. Try to get rid of that mindset that those people have and paint a picture. What will people experience when a hurricane hits Charleston? Or maybe use a real one. 26 years ago, Hurricane Hugo hit Charleston. Mm-hmm. What did people experience?
Well, fortunately, you know, we have good weather predictions now. We know, you know, even 10 days out, that a hurricane may be coming our way. And then certainly when it gets down to 5 and 3 days, and we're knowing it's going to get pretty close. Within 3 days of a hurricane coming, you know, the wind is already beginning to pick up. And that's when wind picks up, it's a lot harder to put your hurricane protection up. And what we found in previous events is that people that normally would do or put up their storm protection for you as a service, they're out protecting their own home. So it's very hard to find someone to put your storm protection up. So it's important that you know what kind of storm protection you have and how to put it up.
Gotcha. And if someone is in a house that does not have hurricane protection, what will they experience? What will that house experience when the hurricane blows through?
Well, if it's a Category 1 or better hurricane, not a tropical storm, particularly a 2 or a 3, you probably shouldn't be in your home. You should be, you know, thinking about evacuating the home. But what can happen to a home, of course, with without storm protection is you can get a lot of water coming around or through a window or a door, particularly if there's any flying debris, that's going to break a window or a door. And the worst thing that can happen is that allows the wind to get into a home. And when the wind does get inside the home, that will take off a roof or blow out the windows on the opposite side of the house. And it can really destroy a home pretty quickly. During the big hurricanes in Florida in the early 2000s, that's what the state of Florida found in their forensic work after the storms, is that homes were destroyed by a window or a door blowing in, and that's what took the roof off the house or collapsed the house completely.
Your neighbor's grill gets airborne, and it crashes into your just one window that's unprotected, and then all of a sudden that wind is whipping into the house. You've got the pressure differential between the pressure inside your house and outside, and that's going to blow off that roof. Yes. And then you got lots and lots of damage. What do you say to the people who say, "Well, that's why I have insurance. I won't buy protection because if my house gets blown away, the insurance will pay for it."
Well, that's true, but you certainly can't replace a lot of your personal possessions. Photographs, things that you've cherished from your children over the years. That's going to be destroyed. And it's when you've had an event like that, it's hard to put your life back together after a major storm like that.
Plus, there's what are the deductibles like for some of them are like 5% of the value of your home, or?
Well, I mean, I've seen as high as 15%. So, I mean, yeah, it can be a very large sum deductible.
So let's say I'm using easy numbers. You have $1 million house. That means the first $150,000 of damage you have to come out of pocket if it's a 15% deductible.
That's correct.
So if you invest the money and in a storm protection system for your house, not only do you increase the likelihood that your house will survive the storm, but you don't have to go through all the hassle of that someone whose house was destroyed, right?
Right. And if you do use a rated hurricane protection system, most insurance companies will give you between an 8% and a 12% credit on your premium every year. So it is something that you can do that you start to get money back on that investment year one. Yeah. And every year thereafter.
And you just have to, and the Mueller company can help submit some paperwork that verifies that you do have a storm protection system on your house. That's why they don't give you a discount if you've got plywood, because that plywood is going to sit in the, underneath the house or something. And then after your house is blown away, you say, "Oh, well, I put the plywood up," but they don't believe you. They know that you probably didn't.
Well, it's not so much whether you're going to use the plywood or not. It's that plywood, in fact, really doesn't work. If you've ever seen the test of a 2x4 shot out of a cannon at 35 miles an hour at a piece of plywood, it literally goes through the plywood like butter. Mm. It doesn't stop it at all. It's allowed from the code standpoint in that they know that some people cannot afford any other storm protection, and it does give them some protection. Certainly anything but a direct hit would be okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, how can folks get more information from the Mueller Company?
Well, again, we're at 630 Skylark Drive, right off of Savannah Highway, across from Citadel Mall and the Bilo Shopping Center. You can also reach us by, of course, telephone. That's 843-572-9727. And we are also, of course, on the web, Mueller, MUHLER.com.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Ron Sikora with the Mueller Company. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thanks. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.